Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here at 9:07. Now, I'm Brandon Peoples. It is Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We have a couple different segments here on the show. A little later on, we're going to hear from Melissa Kirkwood at Sunset Zoo, talk about the happenings. It's her monthly visit with us here on the program. But we're going to start things off the first half of the show with a couple members from the Food and Farm Council of Riley County. And Vicki James is the coordinator. She joins me here this morning via Zoom. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we also have the chair of the council, Sherilyn Flaming Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, certainly is a pleasure. I always look forward to chatting with you guys. Food and Farm Council does so much good here in our community. And Vicki, I know we got together last week to kind of chat about some things that you have on the horizon, and I might just start first with the meals that have been going on at K-State since the fall through the Kansas Student Table and how that program is going so far.
Yeah, Kansas Student Table was a concept that very quickly came into fruition in September as we see the food insecurity challenges, financial challenges for our university students on top of the pandemic. So a lot of students have lost jobs and they're trying to juggle expenses. St. Isidore's Catholic Center came forward, as did different other partners in the community, along with our Food and Farm Council, to put together a program. So it's a free hot meal on Wednesday evenings and a brown bag breakfast. Our caterers is Lacey's Catering, which is university students in hospitality management that have an opportunity to learn how to purchase, prepare, package, and serve during a pandemic. So it's an incredible experience for them and nutritious food for our students. Before the student break, we were up to serving 600 meals on Wednesday evenings. A great percentage of those since the break have been international students because it's not simple for them to travel home. So this is a free program for Kansas State University students and their immediate family. We are blessed by this being totally ran on sponsorships. We have a lot of K-State alums and local community who believe in trying to help our students be their best. So people can donate to this by going to the St. Isidore's website and supporting Kansas Student Table. But during the break, we're still serving 250 to 300 meals, and we intend to ramp back up here in a couple of weeks as the students return. And we welcome our university students back. This community needs Kansas State University and their students here.
Yeah, no doubt. And I just say it's been one of the neat things here during the pandemic to see that something like that is going so well. And it's really kind of neatly done, too. I've driven by and seen how you drive up, you get your food, and they get you right out of there.
Yeah, it's very safe. Those of us that volunteer our time wear masks and gloves, and we have protocol. We check our temperatures before we do this. Everything's packaged in biodegradable bags and boxes. So it's good for the earth, too. One of the cool things that I do want to share, though, is I think our university students, we may not really appreciate the challenges that this pandemic has given them trying to go to school and juggle the situation. When those students come through, they're getting to know us now. And oftentimes I'll say, how was your week? And I would tell you, Brandon, that probably 8 out of 10 students just start talking to me. Just go and start talk. I think our students are experiencing some isolation and some frustrations and just challenges. So it's a warm feeling to volunteer for this program and know that we're doing at least a small thing to help those university students, help themselves a little bit, at least for that evening and the next morning. A lot of these students have spouses and small children, so we get to waving and saying hi to the little people, and we're becoming family, which is the K-State way.
Awesome. That's so good to hear. Well, I know you have that program going on, and there's quite a bit of other things going on with the Food and Farm Council. Let's talk a little bit about blessing boxes.
Sure. The blessing boxes. Oh, Vicki, I'll let you just take that over. I jumped in there, but you know more about the blessing box challenge, so I'll let you take that.
Well, I think we both, you help me. We can probably both talk about them. I do want to back up one minute, though, Brandon, and remind that we are Food and Farm Council of Riley County and the City of Manhattan. We are duly appointed advisory council of the city and county commissioners. So that is one of the things that I think is makes us really special. In a lot of councils are just city or county, and where we're both, we try to serve the entire county. And that's true with our blessing boxes. So if people aren't familiar with blessing boxes, they're small little outdoor pantries, if you will, bigger than a birdhouse, but not a large building. And they're on a pole, and they usually hold like 20, 25 non-perishable food items. They can hold hats and gloves in the wintertime for people to pick up. They might have personal hygiene products in them, things like that. And they're usually located in high traffic areas where a lot of people may be walking or living near, and they are primarily food insecure neighborhoods that are challenged to have access to transportation to easily get to full service grocery stores. So we have 17 boxes now throughout the county. So we do have some in outlying communities. Riley has one, Ogden has two, Leonardville, Pride has one, and Randolph has one, and the others then are in Manhattan. Each of those have sponsors, and a sponsor is responsible for making sure the maintenance of the box is taken care of. That day we had that crazy wind, it tore up a couple of boxes, and those had to be fixed, and we're back up running within a day. They also make sure that those stay stocked. So what I would like to share right now is the Blessing Box Challenge. We've got a lot of winter ahead of us, and we have a lot of people that are really struggling out of work, maybe in quarantine, lots of things going on. So we are challenging for February and March our local businesses, agencies, organizations, our civic groups, youth groups, friends and neighbors that want to get together to take a challenge to do what you can financially to stock a box. So while you may not be the sponsor of a box, drive around, you'll see boxes that are empty, and fill those boxes. If you want to shoot a picture doing that, you can send it to our Facebook page, which is Blessing Boxes of Riley County in Manhattan, and we'll post a picture and acknowledge your efforts if you'd like to do that. So it's just one way that we can help those sponsors. Those boxes are getting used so much. We need more people to be supportive and help with this if they can. Sherilyn, anything you want to add to that about maybe items to donate?
Sure. And also want to direct people to our website, thenourishtogether.org, where you'll find an article about what is safe for the blessing boxes. And so that changes with different times of the year based on the weather. So what's safe this time of year, also what's safe in warm and hot weather times. And so just things that are pretty much ready to eat type foods, or that take very little preparation. Soups are always good. Not to forget, you know, different kinds of protein, fruits, vegetables, just anything that too is a, you know, is appealing, that's easy to fix and doesn't take a lot of equipment or you know, not a lot of effort, because we're wanting this to be kind of, it's an emergency food, something that can be eaten safely and fairly easily.
And one other thing we encourage people to put in the boxes are can openers. A lot of people don't have a can opener. So if you put in items that are the pop open, like the little packages of fruits that are pop open, that's nice. And if you don't have that and you do have a can opener, that's a good thing to put in there. We don't encourage fresh produce to be put in. In the wintertime, it freezes too readily, and in the summertime, it gets too rotten and buggy. So we encourage that you try to deliver that to people in need in other ways. Some of the sponsors have gotten really creative in having drop-off set up, maybe it right inside some of their locations, or something where people can get produce. So we encourage maybe those shelf-stable items being best for the boxes. But it's an amazing thing that people have really came together around this. And so we do challenge our community, get out there and help fill the boxes for the next 2 months, and send us your photos of your work if you want to.
Yeah, well, that's great. And then the website's so easy. Nourishtogether.org is so easily navigable. You can tell if you need food, if you want to donate financially, that's always an option too. So What an awesome opportunity. We have one of those blessing boxes, I think, right around the radio station, if I'm not mistaken, right next door, I think, at the church.
Yes, I think you're right down the street from you. How to donate is probably something we do want to mention. There are many ways to donate to support the efforts of the council. Sherilyn mentioned nourishtogether.org is the URL for our website. And if you click on the button, how to donate, then you'll see how you can donate to different initiatives, to our partners, for blessing boxes, or another one we'll talk about, Kitchen Restore. You can always send a check to the Riley County Health Department. And on the memo, you just acknowledge that you would like those funds to go to either Food and Farm Council in general, or if you want it to go to Blessing Boxes or Kitchen Restore or any of the other efforts. So, and if you have questions about that, you can always reach us through Riley County Food and Farm Council at gmail.com, and that's on our website too. So you can send emails to us if you have questions.
Okay. We're speaking with members of the Food and Farm Council here of Manhattan and Riley County, Sherilyn Flaming Jackson and Vicki James. We're going to pause here just a moment, take a break, and talk about some other things, including the Kitchen Restore next here on News Radio KMAN.